hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, we heard you people. We're back. Hello, friends. We're here. We are talking the new season of Love After Lockup. We're back checking in on it. Listen, no guarantee we're going to like weekly drop. We needed a little break. It was getting a little repetitive, a little stage. But we communicated to each other. We said this season we're going in like it's just pure fact and see if we have fun with it. And we'll see where we land.
It sounds like you did. I thought it was actually pretty fresh, except for a couple people that we've seen before. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't hate it. I mean,
okay.
This is what I decided. The star, like if you were to say to somebody life after like this whole universe, who are the stars? It's always to me, the friends of the show, Monique's friends, when they were out to dinner with her for
doing her dirty. My God.
Doing her dirty.
Poor thing. You think she doesn't know she's heavy? God.
We got to call it out. We got to be blunt. It's like, you guys are such
who needs friends like that?
I fucking love it. I think the friends are the heart of the franchise.
The neighbor. Gotta love the neighbor who's going to shoot or stab somebody.
When he said something about like, oh, hopefully he doesn't resort to violence. It's like, what? How do we get to violence? Like, so honestly, the supporting
the mom and sister of yeah. What's it? I'm trying to look up the names right now.
Gabby and Chris.
Yeah, they were cracking me up. Gabby. Wow. Gabby got Kardashian'd up. Did she not?
All right. Let's start there. This is my thought here. You have Chris, who was beat. If you get 150K from Rikers Island prison, that means you got your ass fucking beat and you were abused. She spent every single fucking dime of that money, did not help him invest 1 cent. He's getting out with no money because of her ass and because she's driving a fucking BMW and getting her vagina tight.
She said it's half.
Bullshit. Yeah, whatever. She got half.
No, I'm joking. Half. I'm completely joking with you. Where's he spending half of that money in prison?
On drugs, I guess. Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
Cheetos
streets. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but
no, I just thought that was funny.
Trash.
You're right.
She's been a trash person since the moment she came.
Oh, she's a nightmare.
She is horrible. When she called them, she was on the phone. Was she on the phone to somebody while they were in the car? She's like, I got these two trolls in the car talking.
I hope the sister does pop her in the face.
Oh, it's great.
It just shows, though, she really looks like a different person.
She really
does.
And
then she's listing all that work she's had done.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
It's sick.
When she's getting the vagina bleaching and therapy in the same session from this woman, that was cracking me up.
But I mean, she's got an ice pack on her vagina while she's driving around.
Right. And then the fact that
she hasn't even had a baby, has she?
No. And then she says she's getting married and like she's joyous. And the fact that she's fucking over the mom and sister and like surprising them is so, so sick.
The vagina lady's like, are you marrying him just to get back at them? She took offense to that. It's sad. She hates herself she hates the way she looks on the outside. She thinks her vagina's loose. She's so insecure. It's sad.
Yeah. You're like, okay, maybe if you're into anal bleaching. Makes sense to me, right? Like if somebody's gonna be staring at your ass, sure. But like what, like you don't even, they could just be giving you cancer. You don't know. Like is it actually, how do you know it's tight? Somebody's gonna tell you it feels tight, somebody who hasn't fucked a woman in 6 years?
Women that get boob jobs and now they're all taking them out because they have a lot of issues. It's like, what did you think? You're putting in freaking bags of freaking toxins in your body.
I mean, that's different to me.
Bleaching
like
your
visible.
Asshole, right?
You can see the enhancement, but you're somebody sticking something up your vagina. You don't know if that tightens shit.
Oh, right.
Just be spending
yeah.
$1,000 for no purpose.
And then they don't even want you to have like when you're pregnant to be in a room with an x-ray and then you're shooting these things, these lasers like right inside your body.
I know.
It lifts you up out of the air like a lightsaber.
Hilarious.
I think how loose is her vagina?
Terrible.
And how tight can it be?
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be hilarious. I'd love to do that and not tell Tyler. And then he goes to enter and it and it's like super tight. I know.
Right. What if? Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. Who knows?
Well, Sonya and them did it on Real Housewives of New York, I remember. And
yeah, they did.
I could give a flying fuck. But
yeah, I really enjoy just the mom and sister taking their sweet time, enjoying their hotel buffet breakfast, unbothered by Gabby's rant and raving. It's hilarious. I loved it.
She is so Jerry Springer at like just born for Maury TV.
Well, that's, I mean, that's what this is.
Oh, she was an old stripper, right?
I think she was. Yeah. She, I was on my friend's YouTube because, you know, we watch on YouTube or whatever. And she's like into yoga and like listens to a lot of like R&B. And like, so I'm trying to get to Love After Lockup on her YouTube and I'm searching love and it's like lovely daily prayer. Love by like Zakari.
Oh, this sweet
like,
thing.
So it's like, yeah, it's like lovely yoga poses. I'm like, no, keep going. I need Love After. Like, damn, the algorithm won't give it to me. It was hilarious. Really made me feel like,
why is it on YouTube? Can't be helping WeTV. They gotta block that because that's how I watch it.
Me too. It's no commercials. It's great.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always up. I don't know who's loading it, but thank you.
I know. Shout out to you.
I gotta say, Gabby, I do think she looks better.
She does
all the work, which is sick.
Yeah.
Because she looks like a She's looking like everybody else. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, our brains are fucked.
I know.
She'll be working at the Walmart across the street from where I live.
Should we do your
want to hear about that? I know.
Justine and Michael.
Oh, we didn't watch it last season and here she is back.
I recognized her. Yeah. From that one. Okay. My biggest question coming out of this is, why did he walk out with a keyboard? Was that what he was arrested with? Did he buy that in prison? Like, he
must have kept him. It was his Wilson.
Yeah, like what? I really needed to know about that. He seems, looks like
he's so cute, I think.
Yeah, he is cute. I mean, I liked him getting out, immediately putting on his chains. She's in like a Batman BMW.
Yeah,
so like,
she was looking good.
I think he hid some of his drug money in a way that will keep them okay. I don't know. Seems like he has money. So I don't know.
She's got a bunch of kids. He's got a bunch of kids. Sounds like he's on good terms with the ex-mama. I
loved
don't know.
When he described it as, we had two babies at the same time. Some Jerry Springer shit. I thought that was great.
I just feel like he needs to worry about being a dad to his children before anything else. It just makes me feel sad for the kids when this Justine is going to be trying to blow him in the shower right before the second he gets home. And I know that's his choice, but these poor kids need their dad and they're never going to see him.
How many pictures she had of him everywhere in the room? Like next to her bed was a massive portrait. Then like there was a shot where they were walking out of the room and it was like on the back of her wall were like posters, like she's 15, like serialized pictures of them. Yeah, like but it was like posters. It was hilarious.
Shutterfly got the freebies. She's got pillows
like
and shit.
You know when you like make something on Shutterfly, it's like, we recommend that you like get these 7 items with the products. I don't know. I mean, they seem like they love each other and they've done the time. So we'll see.
I just worry about him. He has a lot of baggage. I guess she does too. We didn't watch before, so it seems like she's got a bunch of kids and they're going to be the Brady bunch. But although just hearing those kids on the phone like, daddy, daddy. And it's like, you should be going straight to your kids. But I guess maybe that's not the way it's set up. I don't know. Yeah. But I just feel bad for kids.
Yeah.
That's why it's always comes back to these kids on the show for me. It's just like,
it's all back
they get
to
the
youth,
short
baby.
End of the fucking stick.
I know they do 100%.
And I know that maybe he needs to take a day or two to come over to them, but
seven
it's just,
kids between them. It's a lot.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Some, you know, maybe he you really like each other, but it's just not, I don't know. People gotta be out of prison for like a year. It's like being in the 12-step program. I don't know. Can't expect so much out of people the second they get out of prison.
It's crazy. It's really like, I mean, it's just such an adjustment that I think you just gotta like people are always going in like, we're going to get married, we're going to have a kid, right, we're going to do this. We're gonna, it's like, you got to just let somebody adjust to life. That's the only way they're going to be successful.
Yeah. And I do believe him that he's like, I'm not selling a nickel bag of the rest. He does seem like a nice guy. His eyes seem kind. So
see, the first thing I thought of when he said, I'm not going to sell a nickel bag, was like, that meant he was going to do other things that were like not small potatoes. Oh, I just assumed he meant like, I'm never going back to like being the low
man. I took it as he wants to live straight. That's funny.
Okay. I hope so.
That's funny. Right,
who we got here? Oh, the neighbor, Ashley and Travis.
She's hilarious. Okay. She's my favorite.
She's got a fun, disheveled look, like somebody really unhinged that I think is going to be fun to watch, because the way she's slyly was like, you want a drink? And then goes in and pours some like mystery, like drugged substance. Like, she better watch out with whatever that cocktail is. And just the way she's like, he said we weren't going to drink together, but oh, well, one more night. You know, it's like she's a rebel without a cause. I think it's going to be fun.
Like kisses her fingers and like touches the picture of him on the fridge. She's funny. She did seem like out of it when she was on the computer talking to him.
Totally out of it. And then like the neighbor and just that whole situation and the way he's creepily like, I don't know. I never want to have a relationship with a neighbor like that.
I know, you end up like
my
me.
Nightmare. Yeah,
he's like that. Wilson from Home Improvement, popping his head over, and he's like skinny, cracked out looking.
Oh, so skinny. He does not look. The two of them are quite a pair sitting out on that balcony.
They belong
that is,
together.
Outdoor space.
Like, yeah. I don't want it to get violent. It's like, oh yeah, boy, like, what's he going to do? What? Get the baseball bat out? I can't really tell what Travis looks like.
Yeah, I can't either. It looked dark as hell.
It's funny, though.
I think that. Yeah, she's I think hoot. She'll be kind of fun to watch. Yeah,
I agree.
She just looked, you know, when somebody's like, they intentionally like, that's her ready. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
her disheveled fucking hair in that like interview scene is like, that's how she chooses to portray herself.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, that was her choice. It tells you exactly what she's going to give us.
So she is like she markets jewelry or like high end luxury items, and he goes in and steals them for people. What a match.
Oh, it's good.
She's got potential.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Skylar and Nathan. Two ex-felons on the road.
Oh boy.
Okay.
There's
I think
dark,
I should title this
the darkness. The
I think I should
dark
title this
cloud
episode,
is coming over.
Fetty kills everyone. When they said that, when he was like, you know, Fetty gets everybody eventually. It's like, let's not call a drug that kills people Fetty. Like, it's like your best friend. Come on. This is concerning.
That made
me
sick. Tell me you love me. What? Well, I'm going to go play pickleball now. Didn't you hear what I said?
When he called her, the first scene where he like calls her from the like home decor shop, and he's like, you know, I'm just going to be getting some like romantic stuff. She's like, romantic stuff? What does that mean? He's like candle holders. And then when she started talking, she's like, you know, get like a picture of a cow or like a Buddha or like, it's like, what? What is this decor?
She really went on and on and on about what she wanted too.
Yeah, she did. And it was really random.
He loses his mom, sends his life down a whole bad trajectory. Yeah. The aunt tries to fill in. She can't. He's on the loose.
Him picking up the ring and then apologizing to like the random that he like violated. It's like,
that was
Jesus
classic
Christ.
Love after lockup.
Great. Apologizing to the clerk where you're buying the ring for like your illegal actions.
Oh, sorry. I tried to steal your mom's car 5-10 years ago or whatever. And she's like, it's okay. You're on the right path.
People can change. It's like, can they?
Isn't it crazy? You would think he looks dumb that he doesn't know who these people are, but he is smart enough to know that that is somebody's kid that he's tried to steal a car from.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And he comes off like he can't even put together 15 cents.
I don't think two felons should date each other this
close. Oh God,
to being
no.
Out of prison. Unless you knew each other before. But if like you're trying to build a new relationship, I just like, this is too much adjusting to do. And both of you doing it at the same time, both trying to fight demons. I don't know.
And they both seem like real dark, heavy felons that have a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't been out of prison since her boyfriend died or fiance or whoever.
Rough. And then calling calling her like a prison Barbie and just like, I don't know.
She is pretty. I'm excited to see what she looks like on the real world. Is she a Lisa? Is she a...
Wait.
Who's the prettiest prisoner we've had?
Great question. Maybe Lindsay. Crazy Lindsay?
Cheryl? Yeah. Cheryl wasn't the prisoner. Lindsay is pretty. Yeah.
It'll probably be Lindsay. I don't know. We might be missing somebody in these seven seasons.
God, I'd love to go to a Love After Lockup con.
I also liked when he said, like, when she calls him when he's outside the ring shop, he's like, I'm at Long John Silver's. It's like, you picked Long John Silver's? Nobody eats
getting
there. What are you talking
seafood.
About?
There's a Long John Silver's near me. I don't know how it's open.
I don't either.
It's like connected to a KFC. It's like you can go in and you get KFC or a Long.
No.
He's like, I'm getting seafood. That's not fucking seafood, okay?
No, it is not.
I don't know what it is.
I am wary of a combo restaurant, like a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell even. It's like,
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather go
I'm
to
at the
stand-alone
Pizza
alone
Hut. I'm
shop.
At the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
There's no need for it. And like places, there's like the A&W connected to places, which I've never been in, which I would like
or
to.
Or like where it's like a
them.
Gas station and then inside is like the restaurant.
There is a Wetzel's Pretzels in a gas station that I drive by when I do some notaries. And I'm always tempted. But if Wetzel's Pretzels didn't make me gain 10 pounds in one sitting, I would do it. I would eat one of those every day. Those
Damn,
little nubs.
I got one.
A
on
bag
plane.
Of those nubs. Holy
yep, I got a,
shit.
Yep.
But it's fresh.
The cheese sauce was so good.
Oh my God. That jalapeno cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Holy Fire. Shit. With some.
I love
big
a pretzel.
Salt.
Yeah.
I love a salt
the chunky
that lands
salt.
On my tongue that I can feel.
Yes. I agree.
Oh my God. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Sterling, like a freak. I got the ones that were like the mini hot dogs. He ate all the hot dog out and left the outside. I was like, that's so lame.
Kids and hot dogs. Right. That's good. Good protein for him. Put him to sleep.
And salt and whatever else is in there.
He's got gout.
Right. All right. Last but not least, Monique and Derek. Ugh. See, this Poor one Monique. I would leave because it feels a little catfishy. They've never seen each other. She's very overweight. Doesn't seem like he maybe knows the severity of it. I think this may not be that fun to watch. Like, how's
I love
this?
Her.
Other than the friends, which was
she's
fantastic.
Like, he hasn't really seen me, but I sent a picture of my vagina, my boobs, my whatever, like her whole inside.
So I guess if he's seen like her vag and boobs, like he has a sense because she doesn't have small boobs. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel bad for her. And then when she was saying she lost the baby and that's why she's pretty heavy. It's just like she seemed like she has a sweet little soul. And then I feel bad that her friends are attacking her. Just go along with it. Derek may be her person. You know, I don't know.
The friends just they wanted to like rip her. You could just tell like we're going to keep it real. We got to call it out. It's like, dude,
you know, and she's very and she's got a really pretty face. Some guys are into that, you know.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think the mastery of how people photograph themselves is an art because you would never know when they show the pictures that she sent, which is why people are always getting catfish. I think hopefully he's just into like a more full figured woman and they ride off in the sunset. But it sounds like he's already like has her at the weight loss clinic. That doesn't seem like
which
he's
is
on
sick.
Board.
Yeah, right. I don't know
on
how that happened.
Phone.
If it was like her going or I know that is sick.
I'd be
and
like, you pay for it.
It's all loud in the background.
I know that was.
I'm against.
Like, can I stay there? Can I talk to her?
It could be good, I guess, to pay all that to do that. But I believe if you want to lose weight, you can lose weight. Like it's very simple. I mean, I know it's not easy then, but if she just walked on a treadmill for an hour a day, she'd probably start seeing results. And just eating, try and eat healthy. That's really all you got to do.
Like,
and
I feel like not, you, I understand there are situations where people have to like get surgery, but I think you always have to start with.
Was she having surgery or was she in one of those extreme like plans where they starve you?
No, I think it was like a plan, but I think she thought maybe it was going to be like, like they're going to give me a referral to surgery or something.
You know, it makes me worried about putting those lap bands in. This is all like conspiracy craziness, but like Kirstie Alley, I think got the. No, this is just like from me putting pieces together. It seems like people who get that stomach, they get the thing put in their stomach. It seems like a lot of people end up with some type of cancer. Mm. I don't know. It could, yeah. I just think it's weird. It's not good. And I think weight loss is probably like one of the worst things. It's not like you can take a medicine for it, which I guess you can now. You can take that, those injections
and, or whatever. Yeah.
But it's like to lose all that weight. It's like, where do you begin? And like breaking habits plus losing weight, it is a lot, but it's
a lot.
And it's such a slow and it's slow to like really make it.
Oh, very
work.
Slow. Of course.
So that's
and then if you're her, you're also battling like all her depression and shit she has going on, which you're just going to cycle back and be eating. You know, it's like it needs to be therapy and weight loss, probably.
I hope that this isn't a really super sad.
That's what I'm saying. It might be horrible. Like he may hate how she looks or he's going to like fat shame her the entire time. Like, I don't know.
You know, and maybe the friends are just being real and I just don't want that real of people in my life. Like, obviously I know what I look like. I don't need to be fucking told from my friends, but maybe they're good friends at the same point. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was kind of like, ugh. But I mean, listen, they were honest. They said it to her face. They didn't say it behind her back.
Right. I give them credit for that.
So that's good, I guess.
And then they go out into the street.
She seemed, and then talk more shit.
It's like, I guess they weren't talking shit. They were more concerned, but
imagine just walking into a doctor's appointment and you hear like, oh, sorry, it's my boyfriend. He's incarcerated. We're on speakerphone. It's like,
it's so loud in the background. And these doctors, they really put on a strong face like, oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah, they really do. It's hilarious. All the, you know, the real unsung heroes of Love After Lockup are the service workers. So anybody they interact with.
The jewelers.
You know, and friends. Yeah. Jewelers, wedding dress shoppers, couturiers, you know, all those people. Those are the ones.
Oh, it looks good. Like there's another couple that's coming up. Aris and Cameron, whoever they are.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It's all nice. Right. I'm glad. I must say, I do wonder where Michael is, even though I guess Michael's done some sketchy shit that must have gotten him off the show completely. But they really devout. We had to watch almost probably
six
5 years of our lives with these people.
Like,
and I'd like to watch them argue a little bit more. I don't care. I mean, maybe that's unpopular opinion, but
I don't want to watch that.
I mean, I'd love another scene where Michael's walking up in that. I mean, I guess wife beater's not allowed to say anymore. But
yeah, I think he got into the like child endangerment land.
Right.
And that's
so
where
maybe
ended.
They keep him off endangerment. I don't know if he's in or out of prison.
I don't
imagine
either.
Being a star like that because he's got to get noticed.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I would assume
places,
in the prison community,
you imagine?
This is like a show.
Or if he's in prison, I don't
know. Oh, I think that's prison.
Or just like walking around the streets.
All right, guys. We'll be back.
Hope we didn't
Love
let you
After
down,
Lockup.
Everybody. Send us a positive review for Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, folks. We love you. We'll be back.